right.
Heyo.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to
Hello.
This very special edition
of Two Dudes
Assorted Tunes.
True that.
You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM
Lafayette College
Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dat.
Two Dat.
Two Dat.
Two Dat. Special bonus episode, Two Dat.
Special, very special. We're coming off Thanksgiving break. Break cut us right off, because except for the time that we were on Monday nights at 10.
Yep. I remember
which
that.
Which was one semester.
Yep.
We've been on different times every semester.
Yeah.
So, first we were Wednesday at 10.
No, we were Monday at 10 first, then Wednesday at 10.
Then Wednesday at 10.
Now we're Wednesday at 11, but now it's Sunday at 10:30-ish, so who knows?
Yeah. This is actually technically what, radio on the time
No,
slot.
That starts at 11, technically.
Oh, okay. This is technically the precursor to What Radio, which will eventually become What Radio with Jake Garber.
Right. I haven't done that
not
show
really.
Like at all this semester.
I know. That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
So if you're here to tune in to What Radio, I apologize.
Yeah.
Because this is not that.
Nope.
And we don't hold ourselves to that quality.
Oh, no, of course
of entertainment.
Not. I mean, that's kind of just okay entertainment anyways, I think. But
yeah, but I feel like there's an order to it that we just don't have.
I try on that one.
Yeah, that's
I
the difference.
I don't try on this show.
Here we just have fun. There we try.
Yep.
And I'd much rather have fun.
I like having fun.
Then try.
But maybe that's why I don't do that show all that much anymore.
Because trying
this
is overrated.
Fun. Yeah. Why try?
All right, well, now that we've gotten to that completely demotivational intro.
Yep. Let's do something Owen doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why you agreed to this. I'm glad you did, but...
because you seemed like you wanted to listen to it.
I really did. I love this song.
And I was like, all right, that's fine.
It's a Strokes song that's not on Is This It, which...
is the only album the Strokes ever recorded.
In Owen's world, anyways.
In my world, because it is a perfect album, and nothing they can do past that can be a perfect album, because the law of perfect albums says unless you're Beatles, you can't have more than one perfect album.
See, on the other hand, I contend that their second album, Room on Fire, is actually better than Is
And
This
I disagree it? With that opinion, which is why I don't want to listen to it.
Owen's opinion, however, is not informed, as he has not listened to both albums.
I feel like that's...
He's not fully informed. He's making assumptions that they couldn't get any better. And I feel like he's wrong. Because I think they did, at least for this album.
I have decided for my argument's sake that I'm giving you a chance to find out.
All right. Anyways,
let's
the song
go with
is
that.
Called
that's
Whatever
why I agreed
Happens.
To this.
And it's really good, so we're going to play it.
All right.
I wanna be forgotten, and I don't wanna be reminded. Is it please don't make this harder? No, I won't yet. I wanna be beside her.
And what does Owen say?
So you lied to me.
Why?
Because you said that song sounded like it belonged on Is This It? And I don't think it did.
Well, I had to say something to get you to listen to
See,
it.
See, but, okay. So the closest thing is either When It Started or... I just looked so I would remember what the song before it was called. Hard to Explain. And it sounds like either one of those two songs, but I can't remember which it is. And it's the...
I think it's Hard to Explain.
I think it's Hard to Explain too, but
which
I wanted
to come
Which
is one of my favorite Strokes songs.
Yeah, it's a good one. But the problem here is that it's too smooth. On Is This It, it's kind of like, it's, you used the word grungy a minute ago, which is why grungy is in my head, but it's not the word that gritty. I want. Yeah, it's more gritty, and this is much smoother, and I don't like it as much, and so that's why I don't count it.
The rest of the album, aside from Reptilia, legitimately does actually sound a little more like Is This It than that does, but I just like that song more.
Because I have heard Reptilia before.
Reptilia does not sound like Is This It.
And it's a good song, but it's just not the same kind of good.
Go to Room on Fire real quick.
All right.
I'm just curious.
Those are the first two songs in the album. Yeah. Whatever Happened in Reptilia.
Yeah. Under Control, I think, is the one that sounds...
the most, like, Is This It?
Either that or Meet Me in the Bathroom. Which is a good song, despite the weird title.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think you should give it a chance. I'm sure you don't want to, but whatever. Anyways, I had fun.
I'm sure I will one day, but I don't wanna.
All right. What if I pick it for album of the week?
Well, that would just be mean.
I know, but I would do it.
I'm kind of bitter that you could potentially use your last album of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make me listen to Room on Fire.
Could be second to last. I might get picked this semester.
Maybe. That's, I guess, yeah.
I haven't been picked yet.
I don't know if they're, because I don't know if, because there's so many people are showing up, if they're going to be like, if you picked one, if you already picked one first semester, then second semester, like, have you picked one at all?
Instead of like,
did you pick one this semester?
I'm hoping for two more. I don't know.
I'm hoping for one more, because I have a couple albums that I might want to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm going to get it, and I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah. I'm really hoping I get it. I've been like anxiously waiting to pick an album, and I've gone through like four albums that I wanted to go to pick.
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, if you go through all that and then just pick Room on Fire just so I have to listen to it, that's a lot of dedication.
All right, it's not just so you can listen or so you have to listen to it. It's because I think a lot of people should listen to it because I love that album.
Okay,
but it's. The reason I would pick it for that would be mostly because I want you to listen to it.
And I'm saying that's dedication.
I'm very adamant that you should listen to this.
All right.
Let's listen to something else.
Stay tuned. Since we report Album of the Week every week, stay tuned to see if Garber ever ends up choosing Room on Fire as Album of the Week. And if so, you'll know it's exactly as...
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. As you think. Anyway, I'm from Dayton. These guys are from Dayton. Here's Guided by Voices, Teenage FBI.
Woo. Someone tell me why I do the things that I don't want to do. When you're around me, somebody else. Someone tell me why I act like a fool. Somebody else.
So that was a song.
I like that.
Yeah, it was featured on Buffy, which you said you hadn't watched. I need to watch more of. You gotta take off Netflix, I think, which I'm kind of bitter. The stuff, like, Netflix is taking off a lot of stuff lately.
They're taking off It's Always Sunny.
I know you were gonna say that.
I was so annoyed. That's like one of my favorite shows, and they're just getting rid of it. And it's been on Netflix forever.
Yeah. It's going to be on Hulu, though.
I know, but they have ads on Hulu.
Unless, actually, this is a random plug, but it's for everyone because you'll enjoy it. If you have Spotify, well, specifically if you're a student. If you have Spotify Premium student, then you actually can get Hulu Plus for free.
That's true. You can.
And so that's what I'm doing right now. And it's
Have you not done that yet?
No, I did that already.
Oh, okay.
I was watching Broad City.
Oh, right.
That was the show that you didn't understand.
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense to me.
They did, the only way I can think to describe is kind of Louis-style episode.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Rip.
But it was kind of like, it was like a single scene kind of thing, where it's just like a flowing camera. And it was just one cut, which is, I was actually just watching The West Wing the other day, and they do the same thing for a few of their scenes where there's like following characters around, and like one character will talk to one character, and they'll flip characters and then follow that character, and like it's just one scene just following everyone, which I think those are so cool.
Aaron Sorkin does that a lot.
I think they're so cool.
He I don't know if he invented it, that like the shot where they just follow one character as conversations, like people come in and start conversations and leave.
Yeah.
But he popularized it, I guess. And it's known as the walk and talk. It's the name he attached to it. He does that.
I mean, it's a good description of it.
But that's an accepted industry term. Say, we're going to have a walk and talk shot, and that then everyone will know what you're saying, what it means. Yeah.
But I think those are super cool.
He does
cool.
that on all the shows. They do it on The Newsroom, too, which is also a fun show.
I never watched The Newsroom. I heard season one was really good. I heard season two was really not.
I liked season one a lot. I don't remember a hell of a lot about season two.
So that sounds about right, then.
But yeah, season one was really, really good. It has the guy from Dumb and Dumber, Jeff something. I cannot remember his name right now.
I never watched Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
It looked dumb.
Well, yeah. All right, anyways. What's next? I forget. I know what it is. Yeah. I see it. This is a cool song. It came out, like a month ago?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but it's by a band that I never listened to, really, because I didn't think they were all that cool. And then this album came out, and someone told me to listen to this song, and I realized that they kick ass on this album.
Yeah.
So here's Walk the Moon with headphones.
Do that.
Do that. I could take a beating like a good pair of headphones. I can take a hit like Karate Kid. You could learn a lot from a good pair of headphones. Like how to take a beating, I know I did. We'll be right back.
but she won't open the door.
It seems to me like in that song, Walk the Moon is just kind of showing like, hey, here's a bunch of things that we can do. Check it out. Because like they start out, you know, doing like kind of a cool like indie pop rock type song. And then they get like into a little bit of a weirder time signature or something. And it gets a little stranger. And then they go back and forth with that a few times. But then it becomes Radiohead for a little bit. And then all of a sudden at the end, they're them Crooked Vultures. So yeah. It's complete nonsense, and I love that. I love it.
Plus, the squeaking as the beat, very much.
Yeah, Owen was bouncing in the chair to make it. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I found a sweet spot where it makes like a lot of sound as opposed to a little sound. See, that's more sound than usual. This is a nice sweet spot right there.
I don't wanna pee.
So, yeah. No, it's a really good song, though.
Yeah.
But it reminded us that the headphones in here kind of blow.
I mean, they are technically good headphones, but they're not really designed to take a beating.
They can't take a beating.
No,
they're not a good pair of headphones.
According to Walk the Moon, these
don't qualify. But it also reminded me that the headphone bandit struck again, and they moved the cords from the back of the thing.
The headphone bandit.
Back into the front. Jeez. And so it's confirmed, I think, at this point, that there's someone out there who's actively changing these.
The mystery DJ.
The mystery headphone bandit.
The headphone jacks work.
If you're the headphone bandit, reach out to us. Hit us up. Let us know why you hate freedom.
Why you do this?
Please. And if you're anyone else, feel free to also hit us up. Let us know you're listening. So send us some Snapchats with some middle fingers. Unless you're the headphone bandit, in which case, send us a caption, I am the headphone bandit, and draw a funny little bandana on your head.
And then explain why you're like this.
Yeah, but do that after you do the other thing, because it'll be more fun. So I'm Owen Robinette, no punctuation.
I am the one true Jake, and send us those birds.
And that is our Snapchats.
That is the Snapchats.
So, I'm like... on the cord. I just wanted not be on the cord.
I got it. We'll kick the cord out of the way, man.
Well, it was under the chair. That was things I had to roll over it.
All right, well, now you moved it, so it's good now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The headphone, the cord, we need better cable management here, too, I think.
I think the cable management has been improving.
Yeah.
I think that they've been doing, as a community, we've been doing a much better job.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the headphone bandit.
Right, well, obviously.
Who keeps messing everything up the headphone cords so hard to keep track of.
Oh, of course. It's just that there's a lot of really long wires in here, and I think whenever you have that many, you know, long wires, stuff's bound to get tangled.
Yeah, unless it's, like, taped down.
Yeah.
Which this stuff really can't be. Because, you know, you sit in that chair over there, but someone might want to sit in this chair, and if it's taped down going to your chair, then they have to untape it, which defeats the purpose of the tape, or they have to, like, not sit where they want to sit.
We were thinking for a while, when I was on the board, I was involved in the discussions for renovations in the room here, but we were thinking about putting a splitter in the desk on the L portion right there. In the middle with a bunch of headphone jacks in it, so they're centrally located.
And then it would just zoop, 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 zoop. That makes sense.
Yeah, it turns out it's really expensive to get that sort of equipment. Plus, really? We would need to get like some power tools down here into the room because this desk doesn't move.
Yeah, but you would just have to do the hole in the table.
Yeah, but we would need a router for that, which is a big deal, like a big old tool.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily that it's big, or not necessarily we need a router.
Not necessarily you need a router. It doesn't have to be a perfect hole. You just have to cut it.
Well, then the thing would fit on top. And it would like, the hole has to fit the adapter.
Oh.
It would be flush with the tabletop.
I figured you would just have the cords coming up.
It would be like a unit that you plug into.
That sucks.
Yeah. And turns out they're expensive. Here's more music.
Yeah. This is also you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So this guy actually came to play here a couple years ago, and I couldn't go because it was the day of my dad's 50th birthday party. So I had to go home for that.
You came to play here when?
A couple years ago on my dad's 50th birthday.
Huh.
So like on or around September 16th.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he played on the parking deck. They like closed one of the levels of the parking deck and set up big speakers in there.
Oh, maybe I do remember that.
Yeah. I didn't go. I wanted to. His name is Barnes. This is called Electric Love. Renan showed me this song. Actually, the old director here.
There's a big picture of him staring at me on the wall.
Yeah, we got a painting now.
It's very colorful.
Yeah. I like that painting.
Here's Barnes.
Barnes. So that was Borns.
Yeah.
You mentioned that his voice is very effeminate.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Like, I know you because you said it was a dude, but I couldn't tell whether or not it was a guy's voice.
Yeah, and he plays that up a lot too, like in interviews. And
Portugal the Man, my dad, when he listened to Feel It Still for the first time, thought it was a woman.
Well, they both sing in like a really high, a really airy falsetto, which is I think is cool. But Borns, like, he dresses androgynously. He has a very, like, androgynous look, too, which I think is nice to see something different, you know?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of that in the industry.
Yeah, no. It's good music, too.
Well, that's the most important part. That's why we played it. Usually.
Sometimes.
Usually. Well,
except for times we don't.
Yes.
Except for times where it's bad on purpose.
We like to play good music except when we don't.
Yeah. You know what's not good music that everyone loves?
What?
Africa by Toto. I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it back.
Oh, come on.
Terrible
man.
Song.
Oh, come on. It's just a fun song, dude.
Terrible song.
Nah. Dude, it's like...
I keep seeing people post about it or articles about it, and it's like, just let it die. Let it die.
Yo, remember that time we played the Nas song where he rapped over Africa by Toto?
Yeah.
And then we played Africa by Toto.
Yeah, I was sad about that.
I know. I was thinking about doing that for a lip sync at one point, I think.
Africa by Toto?
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, I know you think it is.
Yeah.
I feel like we've established that you're...
I won what? Two places in lip sync. Did we talk about that?
We can talk about that.
I figure if we talked about that before.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. Mafia every semester is a lip sync battle, and I did two lip sync songs, and you were in one of them.
Yep.
And the one
I was a chicken.
The one that won third place, we do every semester. We do some kind of like big band, boy band, girl band. We did Spice Girls last semester, but this semester we did Backstreet Boys, which, Team NSYNC. Backstreet's back, and we got third place for that. Mm-hmm. And then we got second place for my brainchild, my little baby. Yeah. Devin went down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah, I was a chicken.
He was a chicken. We had three chickens, and we had two chickens and two demons. You had a chicken hat.
I had a chicken hat.
I think the chicken hat got us second place. The chicken hat alone saved us.
I love the chicken hat.
Got us second place. But, yeah, I was all dressed out of a suit. Eli was a... He was Johnny.
Yep.
Marissa was the narrator, and we got second place. And my choreography or non-choreography, because they didn't really give you choreography. I just told you to go places.
That counts.
I was going to just like, do whatever you want, but do it in these spots at these times.
I think it counts.
So it's like half choreography. But I choreographed better than Marissa, because Marissa choreographed Backstreet Boys and only got third place. So what up, cuh? Just had to get that little shout out. Because I'm sure she's listening. If she is, then that's my middle finger back to you for the middle finger you haven't sent yet.
Yeah.
And also, my mom deserves to know that I'm a better choreographer than an actual dancer.
It's choreographer.
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 Okay. I know you're right.
I know.
But anyway, here's something different. Actually, I don't know who Peter Torrente is.
Oh, he's another DJ. He might be on the board, too.
Well, he was just listening to this song that we're about to play.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Season 2, Episode 3 by Glass Animals.
Yeah. Thank you.
So yeah, that was off the album "How to Be a Human Being."
How to be a human? Please help.
Yeah, we're gonna send that one straight to the White House.
How do?
We'll see how that works out.
Yo, you know Tim?
We get political.
You know who Tim Heidecker is?
No.
From Tim and Eric.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So he
he's the one that's not Eric, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Tim, that guy. Tim, yeah. He's Tim. Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tim Heidecker, aka Tim. Released actually a comedy album, but like of songs.
Yeah.
About Donald Trump, and I read a review of it. I was on Pitchfork. I read a review of it, and they were just like, "This is actually really good." I read it the other day, but it was really funny.
That's
there
awesome.
There was a crap. What was one of what was a. There was like one song all about. Like just Trump tweeting.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't remember. I'll have to look up the article.
Oh my god, he just tweeted today about how Time Magazine called him and was like they called to say you're possibly Time's Man of the Year.
I think I person saw that. Of the year. I thought that was yesterday or maybe the
yeah. But then Time sent out Time Magazine sent out a tweet and they're like, that's not how we do things. Like you're people who know are everyone is notified on the 9th. Like one gets pre-notification, including the person of the year.
Yep.
Like,
and he tweeted it as man of the year, and I think they corrected him. Like, we haven't called
and
him.
And then put in parentheses person.
Well, being as he's not a person.
Yeah. As far he's as not a man either. As far as in that can, case.
Yeah.
But.
But yeah. Yeah, and I think they corrected him in the tweet. It was like it hasn't been person of the year since in like 17 years, or hasn't been man of the year in like 17 years.
But yeah,
ridiculous like that.
So that was pretty funny. Apparently, Donald, he's Donald, tweeted Donald. About Time's Person of the Year every year since like 2011. Like every year on the dot, if it's not him, he says something crappy about Person of the Year, and then is like, him? "What? It was him last year. That's when they gave him the devil horns."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So it was him, but like it was also not him.
It was also kind of a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. No, because there was one year where Bill O'Reilly was like, yeah, Donald Trump's your person of the year. And he was like, thanks, Bill O'Reilly. And I'm like, you guys are great bedfellows because Bill O'Reilly's also scum.
Yeah.
But yet, every year since 2012, he has complained about not being person of the year. Except for the one year he was, in which case he was very thankful and like very gracious to the committee and to the Time Magazine institution.
Yeah.
And every other year, he's been really crappy.
Well, I mean, if you've been deserving it for like, you know, 6 years, but that by that point, or 5 or 6 years by that point, like, you know, of course he's going to be, you know, like, well, thank you, finally.
Yeah. But yeah, this, I don't remember why that came up, but
Tim Heidecker.
Yes.
How to Be a Human Being.
Yes.
Tracing our conversation back, yo.
It's time for PSAs.
Oh boy.
It's time
to get
for PSAs.
Uh-oh.
It's time for PSAs. There's only so much I can stall. You gotta pick up the pace. Dude, like, I know they're heavy. Those not, little tiny DVD discs.
It's not, they're not heavy. It's just when you grab a bunch of them, they like just like out the side there, you know?
Oh, yeah, just right out the side there.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Here hey, you go.
Man. Oh, thanks.
What'd you get?
Thank you for helping us tell the story of high school sports.
Aw.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
The importance of high school sports to our community.
All right.
Research shows that high school athletes have higher grade point averages, better school attendance records, and fewer disciplinary problems.
Huh.
I feel like that's a really sweeping generalization, but I guess on average, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a smaller sample size, usually. High school sports teach important life lessons like self-discipline, sportsmanship, respect for rules, and time management skills. You know, when they say they're teaching you time management skills, that's just code for saying you don't have enough time to do all the things that you're trying to do. Like, 10 times out of 10, teaching time management skills means we're going to overload you with stuff, and then you're going to sleep less. And time management.
Time management happens.
I just think that's really funny. High school sports help fight teen obesity and substance abuse issues.
Huh.
High school sports provide wholesome, constructive after-school activity, perfect for today's working families.
Beat the crap out of your friends.
What?
Wholesome after-school activities.
The life lessons that student athletes learn and practice while in high school are instrumental in helping them become more active, productive adults. Many of them are the future leaders of this community. Which community?
This one.
That one?
Yep.
The other one?
No, this one.
Mine?
This one.
What about theirs?
Probably.
Cool.
¿Por qué no las dos?
So, yeah, this is
Oh, is that all
information about the PSA I'm just reading? You're up.
All right, cool. Let's see what I got. What's this? Oh, okay. Oh, food poisoning. We haven't had food poisoning in a while. Oh, boy, food poisoning. Keep your family safe. An estimated 1 in 6 Americans get sick from food poisoning each year. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Let's see what it says inside. It has the same statistic again. And then it says, make sure you know how to keep your family safe. And then it doesn't tell you how. I guess you have to play the PSA to find out. But we don't do that.
Keep your family safe. That's the message. That's takeaway.
I did a lot of these when I, on my other show, when I used to do that. I did a lot of the food poisoning PSAs. Can you tell us about... basically, it's just make sure to wash your hands, cook your foods, like, you know, to the right temperatures and keep them in the fridge.
Don't get salmonella.
It's basically just don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay, so question for food poisoning experts. This weekend, I went to the store, and at the store, I bought a bag of pizza rolls. All
right.
And I came back to the dorm to make said pizza rolls.
Yeah.
But I didn't look at the better use by date when I was at the store. Uh-huh. I come home, I look, and it's like September 14th, 2017.
Huh.
So it's been a couple months since these have been better by, about 4 months. But they've been frozen.
Yeah.
Do I eat them?
They're frozen, you say.
I mean, obviously, you cook them in the oven if you're going to eat them, but...
I know how pizza rolls work.
They can eat them frozen.
I'm aware. I got it.
So, do I eat them?
I don't know. According to foodsafety.gov, I'd say you should probably get rid of them. But my logic is just telling me that you'll be fine. So, I really don't know which way to go.
The correct answer is I eat them.
Did you eat them?
All 40 of them.
Were they good?
Yes, they were.
Oh, yeah. Take that, foodsafety.gov.
All right, so...
Do you want another one?
Sure.
Cool. Here you go.
That's a radio catalog.
All right. Woo!
That's also a radio... No, it's not.
Is it?
No, this is the same. I got this one like 2 weeks ago.
What is it?
Encourage people in your community to get health insurance.
Oh.
Take care, people. Visit getcoveredamerica.org to learn about your health insurance options today. And there's a little dog on the front.
That's definitely outdated.
Did you know 41 million people in the United States are uninsured, exposing them and their families to significant financial risk in cases of medical issues, accidents, and emergencies?
Okay.
Did you know 59% of underinsured lack knowledge about brand new plan options?
50% of what?
I can't read very fast. 59% of uninsured lack knowledge about brand new plan options.
The what?
With new options, millions will qualify for financial assistance.
What?
Enroll America is a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c3 organization with staff and volunteers in key markets in the U.S.
That one mostly made sense.
Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn your health insurance options today. We take care of our pets. Now they want to take care of us. Visit GetCoveredAmerica to learn about your health insurance options today. Take care, people. And there's a little cat on the back. Bam.
Woo.
Here's music.
It's a cat on the back.
Good life. Kanye West.
Kanye.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up. Get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I rode through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the goods, and she got that. I got to look, sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks. Larry, stick to toe, me go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It looks like I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. To the good life, we'll be like the girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more
than the models.
The good life, so keep it coming with the bottles, so she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA, or the Bay, or yay, ay, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish
it.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. The good life.
I go for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands. Champagne on a plane while getting some. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's not everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
I'm good.
Yeah. I like that song.
That's Kanye.
That song's just a good time, man.
It's good life. Graduation. I don't know whether that's his best or his second best album now. After I've been listening to Dark Twisted Fantasy,
okay,
a bit recently, and I hadn't really listened to it all the way through because there's like two songs on that album that are like 7 minutes and 10 minutes respectively, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
But it's good, like the emotion in it is good, and I don't know whether it's better than Graduation or not. It's just different styles of music.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare, like, which is better.
Graduation is definitely more of a party.
Yeah.
I listen to Graduation a lot, relative to other Kanye albums.
Yep.
I haven't listened to Dark Twisted Fantasy all that much, so I'm kind of, I guess I'm in the same boat as you were a little while ago.
We're just kind of like, eh. I mean, like, it was a good album. It just wasn't like...
I don't go back
to it. Wasn't really a serious competitor, yeah. But yeah.
I did a thing where I took some songs from Life of Pablo and like put them in a different order and
that
like,
was cool.
Took some stuff out. I listened that. To that a decent amount. I think...
I listened to that the other day, actually. Not the other day, but like...
Yeah?
Yeah, like a month ago or so.
How's it holding up?
Still good.
All right.
Still a good order.
See, I'm
because he hasn't added to it. He stopped adding to it.
Oh, yeah.
So... Held up nicely because it was the last iteration.
Ah. Yeah. Anyways, I like a lot of songs from Life of Pablo, but I don't know like it as an album all that much.
Yeah.
As he presents it, I think it's weird.
Yeah. No, I'd say that's probably fair.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, what's more music though?
More music is some stuff that didn't make another album.
Oh yeah.
Instead of just tacking it on later, like Kanye, this artist just made a B-sides album.
Yep.
So
this came out like a few weeks ago.
This came out two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Came out right before break because I sent it to you and I sent it to Marissa and both of you guys listened to it and then I never did. I meant to and then I just never got to it.
Whoops.
Yeah,
me and Henry listened to it, I think.
So here's the one song that I know off of this, Power Lines by Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Hello.
Toot it. We back.
We back. And we back. And we back.
Well, when you get more stuff on here, then we're going to have to advertise it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. In the meantime, though, that was Tame Impala with Power Lines, which was a cool instrumental B-side.
Oh, this is actually really cool in a phone case.
Oh, and scrolling through my as of currently unfinished Cafe Press storefront thing.
Doesn't that look cool on a phone case?
I think I was thinking about getting it on a phone case, but they don't have a lot of good iPhone 7 cases.
Yeah. Well, they only have the one.
Yeah.
Option.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't have an option for a 7K. Oh, no, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's the weird...
It's like a tough case type thing.
Well, it is a tough case, and there's a lot of negative space as opposed to the picture, which is not the same on any... Like, the other ones fill up
the whole case. Oh, that's the plus.
Oh.
That's the 7 plus.
Where's the 7 regular?
I don't know.
Oh, they don't even have one for the 7 regular. Oh, no, here it is. It's further up. I don't know why. This is not important right now.
Yeah. But no, nobody even knows what we're talking about, though.
Go to CafePress.
Don't go there.
.com.
It's not ready
slash
yet.
Don't go to profile. Just look up Jacob Garber, and then you'll see the walrus, and then you'll know what we're looking at. So just Google CafePress Jacob Garber.
Right.
And then you'll click on the one that's the walrus, and then put it on
is it
an
as
iPhone
Jacob?
7 case. It is as Jacob, which that's, is why I was should, like, wait, that's weird.
I should fix that. Yeah. I don't know why it says that. All right, whatever. That's something for me to do on my own time. Back to radio stuff.
Yeah.
What's next, bro?
And sorry, guys, because we got distracted.
Oh, we always do.
Well, we got distracted because of the internet.
Because the internet.
There's a lot of free information on the internet.
There is.
And
we should keep it that way, though.
Yeah. No, net neutrality is important.
It is important.
Call your local people and be like, yo, net neutrality. Call the FCC guy.
Like, this shouldn't even be an issue that's being discussed at all. Like, why is...
It's not...
Why?
It's going to be very difficult for them to be able to just, like, blanket repeal anything because they have to... If they're just completely getting rid of it, they have to have, like, a just reason. And their reason right now is very weak and not built by
data. The reason
right
now is money.
Yeah. And it's not built by data because they're basically saying, like, because of net neutrality, there's not as much investment going on in the field of, like, the internet. But for the last 3 years, investments in, like, just kind of internet business, anything related to internet activity has gone up every year for the last 3 years. So yeah. If net neutrality was really keeping money out of that sector, then there wouldn't be more money being poured into that sector.
That makes sense.
So what they're trying to say is not backed up by data.
Yep. Which seems about right.
Yeah.
For the current.
So it's going to be very difficult for them to do much cutback at all, but especially not a total repeal.
Still important, though.
But it is very important, and it.
Yes.
There's still a lot of consequences that can come of it. It's just like to be a little more optimistic. The chances of it happening are a little bit smaller than people are making it out, but it's also very serious. Impact if anything does happen, so it's important to call, get your voice heard, all right. That kind of stuff. Net
exactly.
Neutrality,
the way to make it stay unlikely is to make your voice heard.
Yeah, if you like any other sort of social justice stuff, this is something that's really important to do, like to tackle before anything, because a lot of social justice voices come from like Free Exchange on Facebook, Twitter,
yep.
A lot of Twitter, those sort of things, being able to kind of send information and ideas back and forth very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the New York Times today did a piece, like a Nazi sympathizer bio. We were talking about this over lunch.
We did.
And it was like, yeah, they just covered this dude and like did a human profile, like a like one of those human interest stories,
yeah.
And kind of just like didn't really say anything particularly like scathing about being a Nazi, which is sort of like it was in Huber Heights, Ohio too, which really got me because that's like 45 minutes away. Like I've been to Huber Heights, I've been to Yellow Springs, the places that people are talking about, like, so well, not cool.
No. Well, if you want to go punch a Nazi,
then I know where one is. Yeah,
exactly. Which, by the way, Toodad officially endorses
punching Nazis.
Nazi punching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was kind of implied before, but I'm just going to officially put my stamp on that. Say,
yeah.
If you were on the fence about whether 2Dot thinks you should punch Nazis, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Put that on a poster.
I feel like I should make it clear that WJRH does not have an officially stated position, but I do as a human.
Yeah. I mean, we're contracted by WJRH. Our opinions and our thoughts are not impacted by theirs, and vice versa. Yeah,
it's like the audio.
We don't represent them, but we just work for them.
It's like the audio commentary on movies. They do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of Sony Pictures, et cetera, or blah blah blah. It's a weird little text thing that pops up for all the movies.
But yeah,
man, it's late, dude.
So,
hey, more music. We got distracted again, man.
Josh gave me a no.
Because the internet.
Struggle just to keep breathing, existential asthmatic, puff puff, pass addict, craftmatic, making moves but they sleeping on me. We can kick it like it's FIFA, homie. Nevertheless, I got that fresh like it was Crest. Grind cause I'm stressed, TMJ or TMI, what's your lie that you're living? I never understood the hate on a preference when every marriage is a same-sex marriage. Same-sex every day, monotonous. Lost God, never pray, forgotten us. Lost love, never say, just like our parents. Too much power, ain't enough power. Brain splatter like I'm falling off a watchtower. And anybody could walk into any Denny's and wait till I'm walking in it with a gun today, 3D printed and finish it. Kennison said, if you gon' miss heaven, why do it by 2 inches or money and new?
So yeah.
Yeah.
That was Stockholm. It's a weird song.
Yep.
But I like it.
It's Gambino.
It is. That entire second half of Because the Internet is just really weird, but in a good way.
We've been having a very weird and a good way, I hope, type show so far.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's been a good one. For a bonus episode as well. We really stepped it up.
Especially, you know, for nobody expecting anything going on, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
all of a sudden, wham, good episode.
Because, you know, unexpected stuff is cool sometimes, mm-hmm. but if it's unexpected and it's not great, then you're kind of just like, why'd you bother?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully you don't sit back and ask, why'd you bother?
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about that new Aesop Rock song that came out.
Okay.
I think it was called, like, Hot Dogs or something. It was weird. But, like, I was just like, oh, awesome. I saw it pop up on Spotify. There's a new Aesop Rock song. I clicked it, and I was just like, what the hell?
So, yeah. Unexpected stuff is cool.
Except when it's
not. You still gotta put time and effort into it.
Yep.
You can't just be like, oh, well, they weren't expecting it, so I can just put out whatever.
Yep.
Because then you look like a fool.
Yep.
Speaking of fools.
Fool.
What do we got up next?
Okay, cool. So this is from a band that I like a lot. They're called Radiohead.
Yeah.
And we're going to play them on the radio, and you're going to listen to them with your head.
Dude, that's crazy. Right? I never made that connection before. Holy crap.
Yo.
That's insane.
The song's called The National Anthem, and I like it more than our actual national anthem because this is a real song.
Shots.
So that was the national anthem.
Off of Radiohead's Kid A, which was our album of the week like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Something like that.
And when I first heard that song, and when we listened to the album of the week, I was like, this song reminds me of another song, and I can't figure out what it is. And it was like really bothering me, because you know when you have the thing, you just want to like figure it out. And mm-hmm. it's one of those things that you couldn't even look up if you wanted to. So it's like you really just have to figure it out.
What song sounds like the national anthem like, by Radiohead?
Have you ever tried that, though? You're trying to think Google. Of a song. And actually, I think this next song is one of those songs I was trying to think of. And or maybe it wasn't. But it was another song by MGMT. And it was like, I just tried putting in like what I thought the beat sounded like in my head. So I was like typing just letters that I thought seemed like what that is. And I'm like, no one will ever be able to figure this out. And then there's other people who have looked that up before, looking at songs that have nothing to do with the song you want to find.
Yeah. The only thing I think that you can consistently find by doing that is if you search da-da-da-dum, you'll get Beethoven's Fifth.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems
Can you
fair.
Google search da-da-da-dum right
I
now for me?
I can indeed.
I want to see if you get Beethoven's Fifth.
Da-da-da-dum. Catchy song. Dum-da-da-dum-da-dum-dum.
No, that's not it.
I know it's not, but that's the first thing that comes up.
Hmm.
It's, and there's no clear,
Well,
there's no clear winner.
Yeah.
Song that goes da 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 dum dum. Oh,
what's that song?
What's that song that goes da 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 dum dum? And it's just a bunch of orchestra songs.
Huh. Weird.
So the answer is no. The first thing kind of isn't Beethoven's Fifth, but if you go da 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 dum. Beethoven.
Well, it's a suggested search.
It's a suggested search.
I feel like that's close.
I suppose.
All right.
But yeah. So.
So yeah, MGMT.
But I figured out what the song was.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Hey Man, Nice Shot. And it was like kind of the bass line sort of that was making me think. It's not a bass line in the Radiohead song, but it kind of like reminds you of that. Yeah. So that's the song I was thinking of, and yep. I figured it out, and I was very happy. I still can't put into words why it's that song, but, like, it's that song. So, anyway, here's another song that I had that feeling for, but it's not that song. This is Electric Feel.
So that was Electric Feel.
Yes.
Yes. And that was the last song that we have planned.
Yes.
But as per the usual practice, we get to pick another song to end our show.
And I want it to be Hey Man, Nice Shot.
And I think that's a good idea.
Because then I can try, you can try to hear what I'm hearing, or at least what I hope I'm hearing, so that we can figure out why this song sounds like this other song, or does it?
Well, let's find out.
Here's Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter. So yeah.
This kind of works.
Think for yourself.
Kind of similar.
I it's mostly a lot of the bass line.
Yeah.
Of Hey Man, Nice Shot that I think is similar.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I think you said that too.
Good song.
Anyways, that's the last song we're doing.
That's what we got. It's almost midnight.
It's all so done.
We're gonna call it a night.
Yeah.
That's two dat.
All
hour and a half of it.
This is
your bonus two dat time. You didn't think you were gonna get it, but here you go. You got it coming right at your ears. Two dat.
Right at your head from the radio.
You're listening to WJRH
104.9
FM
Lafayette
College
Radio
Eastern
Pennsylvania.
I'm
Jake.
I'm
Owen.
This
is
Do That.
Do That.
Night night.
Night night.